Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus Yeshua the Messiah and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitam.
Notice that spoke to the conscience, the Samaritan woman. You can see how he knows everything about her. And to remind you that already in the second chapter of the Gospel of John, of the study that we enjoy so much now in this Gospel, already in the second chapter, we have already read that many believed on him because of the miracles that he had performed in Jerusalem, in the land of Israel. But as we have read in John 2, verse 23, when he was in Jerusalem at the Passover, at the feast day, many believed on his name when they saw the miracles which he, this is Yeshua, did. But Jesus did not commit himself unto them because he knew all men. And needed not that any should testify of men, for he knew what was in men. He knew what was in Nicodemus' heart, and he knew what was in the Shomonite and the Samaritan woman's heart. He knew what is in your heart, and he knew what is in my heart, and he knew all men. He knew what is in men, and that's why he's bringing it out. So we will confess before him and turn to him and receive his forgiveness by believing on him and what he had done for us. And so we read, she was so overwhelmed. So we read in verse 19 now of John chapter 4. And the woman says unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. She now began to recognize he's not only a Jewish man, he's not only one that is a descendant of Jacob, but he's also, she's seen him a prophet. So she said to him in verse 19, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Now again, to remind you, in Deuteronomy chapter 18, Moshe said to all Israel, before Israel was divided into the northern kingdom and the southern kingdom, before Israel was divided and conflict between the two parts of the very same nation, he already promised through Moshe in Deuteronomy chapter 18 that he will raise a prophet among the people of Israel. And if you remember, this is a precious passages in Deuteronomy chapter 18. He already had prophesied in Deuteronomy chapter 18 to all the nation of Israel in verses 15 and verses 18. He said, long before Israel was divided, the Lord God will raise up unto thee a prophet from the midst of thee, of thy brethren, like unto me, Moshe said. Unto him shall ye hearken. In other words, Israel, you are going to hearken unto the prophet that I will raise. And here you can see that this Samaritan woman could see that he was a prophet. And indeed, Yeshua was that prophet of Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verses 15. In verse 18, it also says, Deuteronomy 18:18, it says, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren, like unto thee, God said to Moshe, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him, that he, that is the Mashiach, the Messiah, Yeshua himself, who is now standing before this Samaritan woman and leading her to understand who he is. And that is unique here, as he is on the way to the Galil, meeting this Samaritan woman by the well of Jacob. Well, beloved brothers and sisters and dear friend, in verse 20, the Samaritan woman point to the place where the Samaritans were worshiping. And so she said in verse 20, she said, our fathers worship in this mountain. She, of course, make a reference to Mount Gerizim. Mount Gerizim, Har Gerizim in Hebrew, is the mountain upon which God placed the people of Israel in days of old, and he appealed to them to choose life, to choose to follow after him, life and not death. You remember this? Mount Gerizim and Mount Ebal, the two mountains, and then he appealed to the people of Israel to choose life and to follow after him. And so when Israel as a nation was divided into two kingdoms, we know from history that the northern kingdom built a temple on Mount Gerizim, and they didn't come any longer to Mount Moriah in Jerusalem to worship God in the temple in Jerusalem. So they have established their own religious system in their own way. And so here the Shomonit saying, our fathers worship in this mountain. This is the northern kingdom of Israel, which departed from the southern kingdom, departed from the house of David. And then he says, she's continued, but ye say that Jerusalem is the place where men are to worship. And you know, she's right, because the Jewish people were taught that the place to worship, according to the scripture, is in that Mount Moriah in the city of Jerusalem. This is the place that God have established for Israel, the place where he would set his name there, and Israel were commanded to come to this place in Jerusalem to worship the Lord. We read in Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 13 and 14, the warning was given. Take heed to thyself, that thou offer not thy burnt offering in every place that thou seest, but in the place which the Lord shall choose, in one of thy tribes, there thou shalt offer thy burnt offering, and there thou shalt do all that I command thee. Now, of course, the reference is to Mount Moriah, to the city of Jerusalem, where the temple, Beit HaMikdash, was built, and the Jewish people always brought sacrifice according to the command of God to this location, and only to this location. But when there was a departure from the Lord, then, as it says here in Deuteronomy chapter 12 and verse 13, Israel were warned not to offer the burnt offering in every place where you see. But when they did so, God had to discipline them. And so it was, when the nation was divided into two kingdoms, Jeroboam, the king of the north, the king of Israel, did build altars, golden calves, on the mountains in Samaria and in the north of Israel, rather than in the city of Jerusalem, rather than coming to the city of Jerusalem. He did it in Dan, he did it in Samaria, in Beit El. Sadly, there was a departure from the Lord. But now the Shomonit saying to Yeshua, in these verses, our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and he said that Jerusalem is a place where men are to worship. And here the Lord gives her instruction from verse 21, 22, 23, and 24. The Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, is giving her this clear instruction. First of all, to show to her that it's true, that the place of worship was in the city of Jerusalem, upon that Mount of Moriah, the place where God set for himself. But time passes by over the generation, and not only the northern kingdom of Israel departed from God, even now the southern kingdom of Judah departed. And so the Lord introduced before the Samaritan woman the time, the period of time in which you and I live in today, the days in which the place of worship is not depend anymore, and not only in the city of Jerusalem, but anywhere where true worshipers will come to faith in Jesus the Messiah. And so we read in verse 21, the Lord said to the Samaritan woman, "Woman, believe me, that the hour is coming when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father." Notice what he's saying to her. The hour is coming soon when he's going to die on that shameful cross, when he will pay for the sin of this world and fulfill all that which was promised in days of old, when he will become the supreme sacrifice, when he will become the Lamb of God which take upon himself the sin of this world, there will be no longer dependent upon one place of worship. You will neither worship in this mountain, this is Mount Gerizim, nor yet in Jerusalem, this is the Mount Moriah. You will no longer need to depend upon these places to worship the Father. Amazing. He is teaching something here. He's introducing, Yeshua introducing something here that is completely showing us that he knew and he wanted to already present it before all who would come to him, that there will be an era or a dispensation or a period of time in human history that will bring people, whether it is from the Samaritans of the nation of Israel and the Jewish people and the Gentile from among the nation of the world, into one body. In a sense, he's pointing to this. It hasn't begun. That's why he says, the hour is coming when ye neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. In other words, it will be this time that will begin when the finished work of the Messiah will come to pass. He adding here in verse 22, and the Lord Jesus says, "Ye worship, ye know not what. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. HaYeshua hi mehayehudim." Very interesting expression. Because Yeshua, salvation in Hebrew, Yeshua, is the very name of Jesus, of Yeshua, the same root word. The salvation, the Messiah, the Savior, come from the Jewish people. Now, this is interesting because he's really correcting and instructing the Samaritan woman as to the way that God has set it. God have designed the fact throughout history, the human history, that when the deliverer, when the savior of this world will come, he will come through the Jewish people, through the tribe of Yehudah, and through them, through the Jewish people, the savior will come for the benefit of all the world. You notice he doesn't say that salvation come to the world by the Jews. In other words, it's not that the Jewish people save the Gentiles and others. Oh, no, because the Jewish people, we are all sinners like the nations of the world. None of us have without sin. All are sinners. But the Savior, the Moshiach, the Mashiach, the Christos, the Messiah, the Mashiach will come through the Jewish people, and the salvation of the whole world will come through the person of Jesus the Messiah, who is a Jewish man who entered into this world for the purpose of providing redemption. It really reminds me of the many verses that are found in Scripture to show us how it is all promised by divine design. In Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15, we find out that the Messiah is called the seed of the woman, Zera Ha'isha. That means that the Messiah will become a man who will be born to a woman. But because he is called the seed of the woman and not the seed of the man, he will be a sinless one. So God will enter to this world through the virgin who will give birth to the Messiah himself. The sinless one will be born of woman that never knew a man. That is the woman Miriam that gave birth to Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah. In Genesis chapter 12, not only that the Messiah will be born through woman and he will become a man, but the Messiah will be a descendant of the chosen man, the Hebrew man by the name of Abraham. In Genesis chapter 12, God said to Abraham, "Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will tell thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and I will make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and I will curse him that curse thee." And notice verse 3 at the end, "In thee shall all families of the earth be blessed." Abraham, in thee, in you, all the nations of the earth be blessed. And you notice this is very interesting, because the families of the earth will be blessed through Abraham. And in verse 7 and on, the Lord is speaking about Abraham's seed. "And the Lord appeared unto Abraham and said, unto thy seed I have given this land." So he is leading to the fact that Abraham, through his seed, will bring blessing to this world. So the Lord Jesus is not only the seed of the woman, but he is also the seed of Abraham. Now, many verses that we can read as we study the book of Genesis, one verse at a time as we study, we can see how beautiful that the Lord had promised to Abraham that he will bring blessing to the world through this man, Abraham, and through his seed. This is wonderful as we read the remaining passages that are found in the book of Genesis. By the time we move along in the book of Genesis, it's not only that the promise had been given to Abraham, but also to Isaac. It does say in Genesis chapter 21, there is a promise now that Abraham's son Isaac will be the one that through him the Messiah will come. In Genesis 21, verse 12, "For in Isaac shall thy seed be called," God said to Abraham. "Abraham, it is through Isaac thy seed be called." Later on, beloved brothers and sisters, in chapter 25 of the book of Genesis, it does say in verse 23 to the wife of Isaac, who had two nations in her womb. The Lord said to her in Genesis 25, verse 23, "Two nations are in thy womb, two manner of people shall be separate from thy bowels. The one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger." And in other words, the younger will be the one that will be that seed whom the elder will serve, and through him the Messiah will come. And we find out that the younger one was Jacob. In verse 26, "Even after that came his brother out, and his hand he took hold of Isaac's heel, and his name was called Yaakov." And so we have Abraham, and then we have Yitzchak, Isaac, and we have Yaakov. And now, later on, when Yaakov became an older man, my dear friend, he did say in chapter 49, where he wanted to bless the sons of his. He had 12 sons. And in Genesis chapter 49, we read, Jacob called unto his sons, and he said, gather yourself together that I may tell you that which shall befall you in the latter time, or the last days. And when he called his son Yehuda, Judah, that's where you get the name Jews, Yehudim, from the tribe of Yehuda, Judah. And what did he say to Judah? Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thine enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp. From the prey, my son, thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion, and as an old lion, who shall rouse him up? And then in verse 10 of Genesis chapter 49, we read, the scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor the lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh, Shiloh, the Mashiach, Shiloh will come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. So beautiful, beloved brothers and sisters. The seed of the woman, the seed of Abraham, the seed of Yitzchak, the seed of Yaakov, the seed of Yehuda. That's how the Messiah was going to come through the Jewish people. It is fascinating in the plan and the program of God. In 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 1, God said to Samuel, and the Lord said unto Samuel, how long wilt thou mourn for Saul? Saul was the king that was chosen by men. But now God said to Saul that in this tribe of Judah, through the family of Yishai, Jesse, there is one that he have chosen. See, he says here, I rejected him, this is Saul, from reigning over Israel. Fill thine horn with oil. And go, I will send thee to Yishai, to Jesse. He was from the tribe of Judah, of Bethlehem, for I have provided me a king among his sons. It says in verse 13, and Samuel took up the horn of oil, and he anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David, from that day forward, and Samuel rose up, and he went to Ramah. So now you can see that of the tribe of Judah, of the Yehudim, of the Jews, will come the Messiah through the family of David, the family of David. In 2 Samuel chapter 7, in verse 8, God said to David, 2 Samuel 7, now therefore, so shalt thou say unto my servant David. David, a king, from the tribe of Yehudah, from among the Jews, he said, thus you shall say, the Lord of hosts said unto you, I took thee from the sheepfold, from following the sheep, to be ruler over my people, over Israel. And you notice what he continued, and he said to him, verse 12, when thy days shall be fulfilled, and thou shalt sleep with thy fathers, I will set up thy seed, the seed of David now. I will set up thy seed, the Mashiach, thy seed after thee, which shall proceed out of thy bowels. And I will establish his kingdom, and he shall build a house for my name, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever, and I will be his father, and he shall be my son. Notice that here we have the promise that the Mashiach will come, Ben David, the son of David, that God will establish his kingdom, God will establish his house, and God will establish his throne. Forever, my dear friend, this is Why salvation, Yeshua says, is of the Jews? Because God has set it in such a way that when the Messiah will come to provide salvation, to provide Yeshua to this world, he will be of the seed of the woman, of the seed of Abraham, of the seed of Yitzhak, of the seed of Yaakov, of the seed of Yehuda, of the seed of David, and he will become the one that ultimately will become the king of Israel, but he must come to die and to give his life a ransom for many. In fact, this is exactly how the Gospel of Matthew began. The book of the generation of Jesus the Messiah, the son of David, the son of Abraham. And you have the genealogy. Abraham begat Isaac, and Isaac begat Jacob, and Jacob begat Judah and his brethren. And as you read a little further on, where it says in verse 16, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary. He was not the father of Jesus, but he was the husband of Mary, of Miriam, because Miriam did not give birth to any children before she, first of all, was impregnated by the Spirit of God to give birth to the Messiah himself. Miriam, of whom was born Yeshua, who is called Christ, the Mashiach, the Messiah. And you remember, beloved friend, we read right in the beginning of the Gospel of John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And verse 2 says, the same was in the beginning with God.
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitan. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.